And now, Act Two of yours truly, Johnny Dollar and the Midnight Sun Matter. Within a few minutes after I met him at the airport far east of town the next morning, Cliff Murray had the big twin-engine speedcraft airborne, and we were heading north to Alaska.
And in case you're interested, Dollar, you're the co-pilot on this run.
Oh, are you kidding? The only things I've stayed around the sky since the war have been Piper Cubs, small jobs.
You know something? When you get onto them, these babies are not only just as easy to fly, but a whole lot safer. Want to take over for a while?
Well, maybe later. Hey, how come you didn't take this big ship off at the Seattle-Tacoma International Airport?
Because of the cargo we have on board. Also, it was quicker and easier to get clearance. We're trying to make time on this trip. The boys up at the mine are a pretty worried bunch these days.
Oh, why?
Now, there's a big glacier on one side of the property.
Oh.
Flows down to make the Kanakai River. When it gets warm enough, a couple of months in the year to melt.
That's so?
But there have been a couple of big ice quakes this spring. Just like earthquakes, only it's ice. Now that glacier's heading for the property.
No kidding.
That's going to wipe out the airport and everything. Unless they can do something about it.
Like what? Divert the course of a glacier?
The engineers up there say they can do it. And we've got the stuff for them right here. This cargo we're toting.
What do you mean?
Well, didn't you know?
Know what?
Well, we got enough TNT aboard to move a dozen glaciers.
Speaking of sitting on a powder keg, and this one had wings. But then after the first shock of realization wore off, well, I even took up Cliffy on his offer to handle the controls for a while. And he was right. The big plane behaved like a doll. By the time we reached Anchorage to pick up mail and food, why, I was all set to make the landing myself. However, with a cargo of TNT aboard, I was perfectly content to let Cliff set her down, which he did beautifully. Then within the hour, we headed north again over some of the wildest country I've ever seen.
Beautiful, old Johnny. Its own way.
Yeah, I never realized there were so many lakes and streams up in this country, Cliff.
Most of them are loaded with fish, too.
Ah.
Yes, sir. It's up.
What is it?
I said, greatest fishing in this man's world is right down there below us.
Oh, watch your language, brother. I'll have to strap on a chute and leave you to make the rest of the trip alone.
A fisherman, huh?
Yeah, you aren't kidding.
Yeah, one of my favorite spots, right?
Hey, what's the matter?
Nothing. Just a little twitch in my side. My belly. Doc said it was appendicitis last time, but he didn't want to operate. But holy baby, that was a shark.
What, Cliff, anything I can do?
No, it's going now.
Sure hope so.
Ah, sure, sure. It just came on kind of sudden, so. Hey, it's time to call the lads at the mine to be ready for us.
How big is the airport up there?
11,000 foot runway.
Really?
Sure. It's the only way to get stuff in for mines 100 miles around. Speedcraft 231, calling consolidated.
Go ahead, please. Somebody on duty there at all times?
24 hours.
Roger, 231, go ahead.
We're over Fairbanks on the hour, Charlie.
Roger, Cliff, over Fairbanks is 1,400 hours.
Then roll out the carpet. We'll set down between 1,445 and 50.
Roger, Cliff, we'll be ready for you.
And that's that. In less than an hour, Johnny, we... Johnny, take over!
Sure, Cliff.
Never been this bad before.
Now, listen.
No. You listen. No. No matter what happens, take it easy. I'll tell you exactly what to... You can do it, Johnny. You can do it. Now, listen.